My name is E.H. Roy. I'm a resident and property owner in Stewartstown. For many important reasons, the proposed Northern Pass project is not appropriate for Stewartstown. We have voted against it already. For New Hampshire, we produce more power than we use. For our country and for our planet. The magnitude of the landscape transformation in Canada associated with such hydro projects is astounding and tragic. We must not condone such major destruction of habitat, loss of free-flowing rivers, and the increased generation of carbon dioxide from flooded organic matter. This project does not correct, but contributes to, unwanted climate change. Here in Coos County, a few temporary unskilled labor jobs, a brief increase in room occupancy and meals served during the construction phase, and a momentary abatement in property taxes will hardly compensate us for the long-term depression of our property values, the long-term negative impact on our tourism industry, and the long-term potential risk to our health. This is a lose-win proposition, and we would lose. The energy prices for macro hydro-generated power are indeed low, but they will only stay low for Northern Pass power until Hydro-Québec has enough market penetration in the U.S. to influence prices. And that does not require a majority share of the market. Just look at the impact of swing producers of Middle Eastern oil. Learn from that. It's just as important for the U.S. to guard against electrical energy dependence as against fossil fuel dependence on other countries. The solution for citizens, towns, counties, states, and our great country is to take responsibility for our electricity use by sustainably developing our renewable energy resources, not by getting addicted to cheap, tainted power from Hydro-Québec. Every state in the northeastern U.S. has adequate renewable energy resources to power itself. Connecticut and Massachusetts have no excuse. And the Northern Pass Project has no excuse to use New Hampshire as a doormat to wipe their dirty souls.